This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock. Joe, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Mixed trade overnight. It is a reversal so far of what we had at the start of the week. Monday, soybeans sharply higher, more than 30 cents across the first couple of contracts at the settlement yesterday. But corn and wheat were lower, and wheat sharply so. And today we have slight strength overnight for corn and wheat futures, but a little bit of weakness at the break here for soybeans, and that fits with what we had observed here over the last hour, which is crude oil taking a break lower here, down about $2 a barrel. And so we still link the soy complex closely to what's happening in the crude oil market. We've been really optimistic about that strong processing sector and the demand from the biodiesel refiners, ultimately leading to what we've posted in these last couple of months, which are record soybean crush totals. But going forward, we're going to see pinched margins if crude oil continues to falter. We had that as a source of strength as it rallied Friday and then held steady on Monday here.
Joe, what did you think was primarily responsible for that big jump with the soybeans yesterday? Do you think it was some of the export sales we're seeing? What did you make of that yesterday?
Yeah, it started with the fact that last week, after the Friday crop report, to start out the Sunday-Monday session, we had a rejection of selling pressure below that important $13 mark. So technically, there was some support found here at that level. Ultimately, though, it was friendly. I think this expectation about better exports continuing to develop here.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
March corn up 3 1/4 at 484 3/4. January soybeans down 5 3/4 at 1330 1/4. January soybean meal up $2.30 at 415.50. January soybean oil down 86 cents at 50.25. On the Merck, December live cattle down 80 cents at 166.17. January feeder cattle down $1.92 at 216.02. February lean hogs down 40 cents at 66.92. February pork cutout down 25 cents at 82.45. And Class 3 milk down a cent at 16.22. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.